Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Faux Fantasy Radio. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and we are here from Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. We're live. It's 9 p.m. Eastern. I am on time. I had to play my intro twice because the second one is way better. Excuse me. If you are not here just yet, I'm going to tell you where to go. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the site you need to be at. PhoneFantasyRadio.com/LIVE live. The chat room is up. I got a new chat room. Folks are saying they couldn't hear, they couldn't chat, they couldn't do anything last week. So I went and I found a new chat room. So y'all need to go ahead, sign up, join me there. I am live at the chat room on the website. We are here for the Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. We play music. We have a good time. Shout out to everyone. I hope y'all all enjoyed your weekend. I feel like I'm rushing, but I'm not rushing. I'm okay. I'm good. Today was a long day, but I'm good. I'm cold, but I'm good. Representing Brooklyn, New York, because that's how I do. How are you? Give me a call, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Press 1, I'll let you on. Shout out to John in Columbus, Ohio, in the building early with his hand up.
What's
up, John?
How you doing?
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks
hey,
for
I haven't been on the
tonight.
Line for a while, man. Been in the hospital, man. Kidney stones.
Oh, I'm glad you're doing
no,
better, man.
No, man. I can't drink. I'm just a clear liquid, dude. I can drink beer, but I can't drink no damn pops, honey. Especially Mountain Dew.
Right. No. We both got to get off
but
the
man,
pops.
But, man, they're very rude, man, because the outpatient procedure, it's like the doctor wants to. It's like putting a catheter in you, and the doctor's telling me it don't hurt. Now, I got kind of, you know. I was telling my buddy, I said, he ain't the one that's taking this damn thing out, man. And they got kind of rude, man. They said, well, you know, we'll have to wait a week, which I did. But, nah, man, I mean, the way some of the medical system is, man, it's bullshit the way they treat people.
Oh, sorry you had a bad time.
No,
well,
because
I'm glad
it's like,
better now.
No, yeah, it's the way they put the numbing gel in. And I've never been through it because I've always, most places they put you to sleep, and I'm laying on this table, and they do. They tell you to drop your pants and shit, and they come in with this big-ass tube of shit,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a stethoscope, and they stick it in your jimmy, and it's supposed to deaden it. It didn't mm-hmm. deaden it, and then the doctor goes in and tries to take this plastic stent out, then the thing that's in there, and he got me pissed off. My friend said, well, he said he was hollering. I said, well, what the hell you think, man, you know? Yeah, because I called, man. I thought something was wrong with the show. It kept saying, wait 15 minutes. I couldn't get on. I thought maybe there was something wrong with the chat line or something.
No, it's not open.
If anybody else is on Twitter, she's also on Twitter, too.
Yeah, the line doesn't open up until about 10 minutes before the show starts. So
yeah.
You hear that, you know, yeah, you hear that, but we have a chat.
Yeah, this was a guy that kept talking, man. Nobody came on. I think I was having problems with my phone or something.
Oh, okay. Well, John, I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'm going to bring you back a little late tour. Shout out to the guest that just jumped into the chat room, guest 852. You know, log in, create a profile. This is going to be our chat room. hopefully it's good now. If there's any problems, please let me know. All means fullfantasyradio@gmail.com. I really would appreciate that. From my end, it's working perfectly fine. You can like us at the top. You can follow us on Twitter. You can also follow us on Google Plus. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break because this is Monday Night Jukebox, and that's what I'm supposed to do. We're having a good time here. Welcome once again to the show, and I'll be right. Don't go anywhere. Back.
The trash, in your cash like I'm fast, like I'm girl, you wanna act like it did. Keep pretty clothes on everything, on my bracelet, phone don't ever ring. And another one he don't know about. Wish we could switch up the world, and I could be that. Tell you I love you, but when you call, I never get back. Would you ask some questions like me, like where you be at? Like a mouse, 4 in the morning, on a corner rolling. Call when you with him like I'm hot. Keep a straight face when you tell a lie. Always keep an airtight alibi. What he don't know won't break his heart. Wish we could switch up the role, and I could be that. Tell you I love you, but when you call, I never get back. Would you ask some questions like me, like where you be at? 'Cause I'm out 4 in the morning, on the corner rolling, doing my own thing. Like you won't come out up in your shoes. I'm messing with your head again. Dose of your own medicine.
What if I had a thing on the side?
Baby, fucking playing with a nigga's feelings like that. You know how much I love you, right? Just for those couple of seconds, though, when I couldn't get in touch with you, I'm ready to come over your house and shoot that motherfucker up. Fucking dumb bitch. You better motherfucking not be there when I get over the house. That's really how it go down, right?
Jamming your airwaves. Jamming your airwaves. Jamming your airwaves. Laying the hottest R&B and hip-hop.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome back to Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. I played that last song. We was in here. We was jamming. You were singing. I'm going to kick Max in the butt. You was having a good time. But that ending right there, those last 20 seconds, that little talking skit right there, it you know, it runs into what's going on in the news in the last couple of weeks. NFL player Ray Rice and definitely suspended from the NFL. Ooh, that's the NBA? I meant to say NFL. Football player suspended indefinitely. There's a videotape of him at the casino. Him and his fiance at the time, they get on the elevator. The elevator has a camera. Next thing you know, you see the lady laid out and he's dragging her. That's it. You know, if you haven't seen the video, you need to go online and find the video. TMZ.com got the video. And because of this video, he was suspended indefinitely. He's appealing that. But now the question is, you know, Brick, shout out to Brick in the chat room. She asked me what is on my mind tonight. And that was something, oh no, I'm sorry, some guest, 852, asked me that. What was on my mind tonight? And that was something that was on my mind. Is it a blatant case of domestic violence or self-defense? That is the question right now. They say in the video, the wife swung, well, she did marry him. At the time, she was a fiance. She swung first, and then she had stepped forward towards him. And then he swung at her, ended up punching her and knocking her out. Is it domestic violence, or is it a case of self-defense? She swung first, and she approached him. So was it just reflex? I mean, he is an NFL football player. I don't know. I've been looking at this video. Let me know, what do y'all think? It's on TMZ.com. Call us up, 805-830-8320. Press 1. I'm going to let you on, 805-830-8320. Is it a case of domestic violence or self-defense? The chat room is beeping, beeping, beeping in my ear. Let me go to the chat room real quick. I have Brick in there. She says, seems hard to tell. Okay, the guest says, seems hard to tell. It can be like that. She said, yes, domestic violence, self-defense, bullshit. He beat her ass, razz. He beat her ass. That's what Brick is saying. Brick, press 1. I see you lingering on the lines there. Use your words, Brick. Use your words. What's going on, Pastor Brick? How are you?
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing?
We're good.
Use my words. That's bullshit.
You do? You think so?
That ain't no domestic rule. No, that is domestic violence. That motherfucker was like Ike Turner up in that elevator. Okay? All right? Anybody? You know damn well, after he punched her out, then he dragged her out of the elevator like a sack of potatoes.
Mm.
And was kicking up foot like, come on, anime. Get up, anime. That was Ike Turner. Okay? He actually looked like he had an attitude like this bitch. Like, she fell out. You knocked her out. And he dragged her out the elevator. Like, look at this shit. Then grabbed the flip-flop and threw it out the elevator. Then was like, God damn this bitch. I got to drag her to the room. He was actually had an attitude.
Uh-huh.
Like, decided to drop her own body on that floor.
Right.
Okay. And now, if you look at them interviews, she looks shook. He probably took her behind the scenes and said, "You better fix it, bitch." And then she looks shook sitting next to him in the video, in the interviews. Like, she's scared to breathe without him giving her permission.
Right.
I'm like, am I the only one seeing the terror in this woman's face?
But he didn't mean it. She said he didn't mean it. It was her fault.
This is what she said. Victim lingo. That's classic. Come on now. Everybody knows. Oh, it was my fault. I made him so angry and he did it. That's bullshit. That man should know better than putting his hands on a woman. Okay? He could have did anything. He could have left her sitting in the elevator. He could have walked out the elevator. He could have been like, look, I'm not even going to go there with you. Okay? But she came at him. Why he didn't hold her hands? He could have restrained her.
I'm going to say this, though. And, you know, if you're in the chat room, by all means, call us up, 805-830-8320. 805-830-8320. It did not look like she swung on him. You know, you argue. It looked like she, it does. I don't even see that. Like, she didn't even connect. You get what I'm saying?
She didn't touch him.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't touch him. She may have swung in his direction, or she could have been just talking with her hand. It wasn't a lunge where she fell. You get what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't that. He hit her before she got a chance to get to him.
She took that one step and she was laid out. She took that one step and laid out before she got the other one, and he literally did just wait there and drag her, and that's when security... Did he even call for security?
Nope.
Like, he didn't even call. Like, he was really just going to drag her to the room, but security just happened to see that. Right, security was just going to happen to see that. And then the fact that... I'm not even getting into the technical of the tape. The fact that the organization was trying to hide. I'm not getting into the scam of it. If y'all want to talk about that further, check out Truth Bros Radio. They're on air right now, truthbrosradio.com. Check them out. Those are my peoples, Ray and Devon. They're talking about this in full detail. But I just wanted to touch it because I'm thinking, you know, I'm trying to give this man a benefit of the doubt. Was there a reported case of domestic violence before with this couple or domestic abuse? Have her family or anybody, you know what I mean? Like, was this is the first time it's happening or first time it's coming to light? I mean, and was it a case of domestic abuse? Is she really, you know, domestic violence, she's being abused by her husband, because he is her husband now, or was it just a case of, I'm an NFL player, men attack me, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of hard to decipher, because, like, men attack me for a living. I purposely put myself in harm's way. So out of instinct and reaction, if somebody does lunge at me or step forward towards me, my first reaction would be to swing. I think I'm trained to do that. I've trained literally all my life to do that. So is it just him reacting in self-defense?
No.
Now, we got the guest 852 in the chat room. He says, if the beating was intentional, then Ray Rice does need to be cut from the NFL. The organization will not tolerate this sort of behavior, and I do not blame them. I agree. Guess 852, I wholeheartedly agree with any sport, not just the NFL, NBA, WNBA, all that. I agree with you 125%. I don't know, folks. 805-830-8320. This is Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm going to get to one more topic before we go. NFL player, Adrian Peterson. Child abuse investigation. He was indicted on child abuse. Child Protective Services hit his 4-year-old child with a switch, aka a tree branch. And somehow, some way, they're saying that's child abuse, and he was indicted on the charges of child abuse. It looked like the charges have been dropped. I don't know. I haven't read it up real quick, but right, they're saying that the boy had an injury on his head, but it wasn't from the football player. It was from the car seat. While he was being punished, the baby hit his head on the car seat somehow. So, but he's under investigation for a second child abuse case involving one of his other children.
Jesus.
Right. The new investigation involved an incident that allegedly went down in June of 2013. Hello? We're in what? September of 2014, and the probe was launched after the four-year-old boy went home to his mother with a scar on his forehead. Adrian sent the mother a text saying the child hit his head on a car seat, and when the mother questioned him further, Peterson eventually admitted hitting the child. The mother reported the incident to Child Protective Services, but no charges were ever filed against Peterson at that time. As of today, sources close to the investigation tell the reason the case went nowhere is because Adrian did not strike the boy in the forehead, but instead the child accidentally hit his head on a car seat while Adrian was punishing him. We're also told the form of discipline was not impermissible under Texas law. Parents are allowed to administer reasonable punishment. And I you first hear this case, he's indicted, what? For child abuse, what? And then they said a tree branch. I remember having to go get my own damn tree branch.
Oh, yeah.
whatever was at her side at that moment, you was getting hit with it, whether it be a slipper, whether it be the bat, the extension cord. Right, anything, the phone in her hand. Everything is a weapon. The fucking newspaper, the book, your notebooks, whatever's in arm's reach became the belt. Shit. And don't even get to Granny, because Granny cooked Grandpa construction belt. You know, the big brown belt that
the big thick one, yeah.
Ooh. Granny took that one. Mm-mm. Paddles. So he got the switch. The little boy had a couple of whips or whelps on his legs. They have pictures of it, you know. So what do you think about that?
Well, now see, things are much different from when we were coming up and when these kids growing up now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm not gonna say who's to blame. I'm not gonna go into all that. It's just times have now changed. And on both sides, you know,
right.
As the kids nowadays, a lot of them need a stern, for my opinion. But these kids need a stern whooping, some of them out here. But when you think about it, now you got parents who don't know when to stop. And back in the days when our parents, like, okay, when, you know, got a switch or whatever, we knew exactly, you know, they knew exactly when to stop. These parents can't keep whooping until they draw blood out of these kids. And then you have cases for abuse. But back in those days, you remember when we was coming up, it's like, you know, we got hit with some things. I mean, I remember extension cord. And I think that's the worst you could possibly hit anybody with. Especially my mother used to have that thing braided up. It was even more of a
mistake. Oh, no. And, I had mine doubled in fours.
But, listen, you know, back in those days, it was whap, right. Whap, and that was it.
No, it wasn't.
Now, you know, parents are just out of control with it. And the kids, I don't know. But, you know, with the switch, whole switch, it depends on how old. How old were the children? Did they say how old?
At the time, the baby was four.
Okay, see, that's just a little bit ridiculous.
He's about five or six now. But, yeah, that's the question right now. So we have two questions out there.
That's a four-year-old.
Right. I think a pop on the hand
Or a booty, a little tap on the booty.
Right, a pat on a booty, but, you know, you know, when you get older.
Oh, it'd be so hard, my legs would go out from under me. On the
and then
you know,
I
whack. But there was nothing like that.
Right, but then here's the case, too. Once again, I use this. He's an NFL player. His strength plays a big part. Just like Ray Rice, you don't know your own strength. You may not have meant to hit her that hard, but it was enough to warrant her to lay her ass flat. And the same thing applies to a four-year-old child. And you got this skinny switch in your hand. You may not be thinking you're hitting or you're swinging hard, but the fact that you are a bodybuilder, shit, by nature, you know, it's more than what you really thought. And I'm sure he didn't think nothing of it because his mama used that on him. But once again, your strength of a man.
Yeah, I mean, come on,
child.
Girl. I mean, that boy is probably no bigger than that man's arm.
That's what I'm
so
saying. You could have popped him. But I guess he didn't want to use his hand, you know, on him. And I don't know. It could be every excuse in the book. I'm not trying to give this man excuse. I'm not trying to justify anything, folks. Please understand that. Please don't come at me, email me crazy death threats or something like that, because y'all think I'm trying to make excuses of this. I've been on both sides of all these situations I'm talking about. So 805-830-8320. Do you think using a switch from a tree is a form of child abuse? Did your mother use that on you? Call up and let us know. 805-830-8320. Right now, we're about to take an awesome break. Shout out to Hot Topic Radio Network on Wednesday nights. They are awesome. They did a little commercial for us. So we're going to go ahead and play some music because that's what we're here for. And when we come back, we're going to have some more conversation about what's going on in the news today. This is Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts. And I'll be right, right back. Don't go nowhere. Sit your ass down. Sit your ass down. No, go get me a cup of water, seriously.
On that Chardonnay, going touchdowns on your runway. I'm big forever like Bombay and I'm Rambonio. Billion rich like John Jack, I'm Camonio. Can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to go around and give you good karma, but no, we escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Run around in it, bluffing on it. This diamond, my diamond. This rock, my rock. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies. Tell 'em I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies. Tell 'em say I look so good tonight.
Japanese and Indian, got Malaysian, got that Yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
Them bitches thirsty, I'm Hungarian. Nikki BB eating diamond fangs, barbarian.
Yo, like MJ Doctor, they killing me.
Kroger for. I know they hope I fall, but tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol. Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These bitches washed up and ain't no fucking soap involved. It's every hood nigga dream, fantasizing about Nikki and B. Curves delicious, pussy serves delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth the bitches. Slap these hoes on they ass like we birthing bitches. The queen of rap, slaying with Queen B. If you ain't on the team, you playing for Team D. Cause we A-listers, we pay sisters. This watch right here done stays blizzard. I confess I woke up like this. All this drinking my cup like this. All this ass on that flawless dick. Instagram another flawless pic. Flawless city with these flawless titties. I got all these honeys who got all the fitties. I'm with some flawless bitches cause they mild and pretty. Cause niggas love bad bitches. I be on they grizzly. Throw the ass back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney. He want Monster, Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face. Rod.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Ah, fuck it. Just play another hit.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hook scene where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
So fancy.
You knew that I'll be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in ball. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo.
How you love that? Got the whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing, plainly. So go trigger on a gun like
this is Ray Gates of True Brothers Radio, taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We are on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the True Brothers family. Peace.
What's going on? Welcome back to the show. I'm Miss LaCrush Hearts. Shout out to Truth Bros Radio on air right now. They got 20 minutes left in their show. www.truthbrosradio.com. That's TRUFBROS radio.com. Go check them out. They're talking about in detail NFL Ray Rice, football player, and his current situation with domestic violence hitting his wife, knocking her flat out, that's it. Not funny. Y'all play too much. Anyway, folks, I got Miss Brick representing Brooklyn, New York, coming back live on the Phone Fantasy Radio Network with Brisk House on October 5th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have you come up with a topic yet?
Yes, I have. I'm just going to say what the topic is, and we'll get into it more next week, but the topic is gentrification.
Nice.
That's something that affects everyone, no matter where you live.
Right. I'm with you on that, folks. Y'all know the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Join us in the chat room right now. Shout out to guest 852, Brick, myself. We in the chat. We just chopping it up. All you hear is bling, bling, bling in my ear as we press enter. Got a new chat room up right now. Sundays to Tuesdays, starting in October, we'll be on Sundays at 7 p.m., Mondays to Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be awesome, people. Awesome. It's going to be awesome. Okay, so I'm jumping the gun. I'm thinking we're already at the end of the month. I didn't even realize we have a whole another week. We have a whole another week there. Oh. Okay. Yes, folks, we have a whole another week. So now I need to go back to the archives because I've been pushing the last show for next week. I didn't realize I had another week to go. Okay. Tomorrow, on the next episode of The Honey Suite, we have special guest co-host coming back to the airwaves, author of Erotica, Miss LaDrama Princess. LaDramaPrincess.com is her website. We're going to do Sexy Mayhem Revised. Yes, we're revising it. Our first episode, people said they was having issues with the first part. They couldn't hear us. And, you know, so you know what? We decided to bring that beat back, bring that convo back. We are talking about bisexual women.
Oh, Lord.
Bisexuality among women. Is it a gimmick or is it truth?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to know. We're going to get in there. She's an expert at erotica. Who better to have as our expert co-host than her, right? Like, she's into that whole fantasy thing. And, you know, is it just fantasy? Is it for cool points? Let's get into it. You know, it seems like most women want to dab in the forbidden fruits of another woman. Is it a fad to seem freakier? Is it more to this lifestyle? All that. It's going to be hot. So definitely tune in. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website to tune into. And we are here. We are here. I got a two pair of headphones right now. And it's giving me a headache. Because one headphone is really low. I can't hear you. So I have my regular headphones in for ears, and then I have the headset mic overlapping.
Oh, my God.
Right, I have the headphones, but I don't have them pressed against my ears because it hurts, you know, so right now. So I got two headphones going on right now, one for the mic, because I got to be hands-free. I don't want to hold the mic to my mouth, and I don't want to hold the phone to my mouth, so.
Well, Well, I understand that, but they do have headsets that do it all at one time, you know.
They do, but for some reason, I would have to get a amplifier or something for these headsets. Nothing wrong with these headsets. It's just you're low in my hair, in my ear. I can't hear you. With these, I can hear you normally. So I'm trying to get new equipment. So, you know, I'm looking for people to sponsor for Fantasy Radio to help with my cause.
Donations too.
Right, donations, all that is welcomed. You know, shit. Shit. I need all the help I can get. We got PayPal, you know. I don't do anything for free, so I can offer you some services if you like, you know. So we're going through let me turn it down because I can actually hear that. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but I can hear it. So let me turn that down real quick. I got my backup there. Okay. There just seems to be some all-out craziness going on, just all-out craziness going on. A few weeks ago, we had MMA, is that what he is? MMA fighter, ex-boyfriend, War Machine is his name.
Okay.
And, right, and his ex-girlfriend, Christy Mack, she needed face plastic surgery done.
Not ringing a bell here.
Okay, well, what happened was she told police that he came to her house, beat her friend up, and then beat her up, breaking multiple bones all over her body and rupturing her liver.
Jesus.
Right. And it, this is crazy. She was a pretty lady, too. She was a pretty lady. Christy Mackey. What's up with these? I think it's the steroids. It got to be. That's scary, though. That, you know, these wrestlers, NFL players, you know, they look sexy, but they doing too much. They're dangerous. They look like they doing too much.
It's very, very dangerous. And I think that, you know, these guys really need to get it together, okay, when it comes to, you know, the female population. And when I say that, I mean, you know, I hear a lot of guys, since that whole thing came out, guys were saying, oh, well, women, y'all provoke us too, and all this other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there are a lot of things in life that's going to provoke you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm sure your boss provokes you at work, but you don't swing on him now, do you?
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
So it's a matter of being mindful and being respectful that this is a woman. Okay, you should picture this woman as, if you can't think of nothing else, your mama. Would you want someone to smack your mama around?
Right.
And drag her on the floor?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at that, I mean, not to belabor the point, but that Ray Rice video, he looked like he was genuinely annoyed with her. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody that, if he did, like you said, your theory, that maybe he hit her by accident, or one of your theories, that maybe he could have hit her by accident.
Right.
Look like somebody that hit somebody by accident was remorseful? The minute she dropped to that floor, he should have been on that floor, oh, my God, are you all right? Are you all right? He looked genuinely annoyed, waited until the door opened up in the elevator, stepped out, dragged her out, was standing there with her body half in and half out the elevator. Didn't seem to mind or care maybe if the door would have closed on her while she was laying half in and half out the elevator. He just looked annoyed. And anybody that sees that video that thinks any differently, that man did not have malice or whatever in his heart after he hit her, it's got to be blind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's not the reaction that you have after, oh, my God, I don't believe I hit you. And I'm sorry about it. He looked annoyed. Like, damn, now I got to drag her to the room. That's how he looked. And I think that, you know what, he rightly got what he deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm telling you what he did, as, you know, these people say, well, I'm human, I'm not this, I'm not that. When you take on that role of being a public figure, you know what I'm saying, especially if you're going to be the public figure for you know, you're taking on that role model role for kids as well. You got to have a certain amount of moral decorum about yourself. And it's not about being, oh, I'm human. Yeah, you're human, but if you're going to be in a spotlight like that and expect to endorse things and people to buy the products you endorse and, you know, believe in what you say, you can't be walking around here knocking women out. I mean, it's ridiculous. The whole thing is a shame.
I definitely agree with you, and now that you speak about it, I do hear your aspect of it. You're right. He was not nobody that was remorse or felt sorry. He did just drag her like a sack of potatoes. Yeah. You know, so that made that makes, you know, your body language. You know,
exactly.
The expert was to sit there and break that down. They would have came to the same conclusion. I tried, Ray. I tried. Shout out to former Ray. Now that I think of Ray. Shout out to former Ray. He's not a child. He's not a domestic violence abuser, but you know, he's our good people's here. So shout out to former Ray. I got another caller from the 347 area code 347-7131. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Lonnie, and I'm calling from Harlem.
Al Harlem in the building. Go Lonnie. Go Lonnie. Go Lonnie. Oh, what's up, Lonnie? How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, and yourself?
We're good over here. We're good over here. We was just talking about NFL player Ray Rice and his domestic violence situation. I was trying to give it you know, the benefit of the doubt. I said, you know, I was asking if it was a, you know, just reflex to knock him out, or was it domestic violence abuse? Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't seen the video, but I know what I've heard about it. And also, I was wondering this: what did she do after? Because what I was hearing was that she's staying with him and she's being defensive, like she's defending him to the media.
Well, she married him. She married him later on. Yeah, they still got married. She's trying to help him get his career back. You know, she even went as far as saying it was her fault at one time, right, Britt?
Yeah.
Yeah, she even came. Yeah, in his defense, she said it was my fault. But if you see this video, I'll share the link with you. As soon as I come up with the link, I'll share it with you so you can see the video. There's, you know, he claims she swung at him, and she stepped forward, he swung back, laid out flat, laid out, just done. There's no, she's done. He's dragging her.
Now, hearing you say that brings me to this point. When men... I don't like to say men too often because I don't consider a lot of these guys out here men, so I say males. A lot of times white males do the shit that they do is because females don't make them understand that it's not right. They allow it.
Mm-hmm.
They tolerate it. And they'll keep going back to the same guy no matter how bad he messes up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then did you hear that? I definitely agree with you, Lonnie. But Brick, did you hear Monique saying to give him a second chance?
No, man. You put your hands on me once. That's enough.
Yeah, Monique is on there saying, forgive Brick, give him a second chance. He deserves
a
chance.
See, that's why they don't. That's why a lot of, I mean, I'm going to say it, and I get into arguments all the time about this, but that's why a lot of black guys do not have any respect for women, because women don't make them have any respect for them.
Nope.
And, you know, some of these black women get in desperate mode because they feel like, it took me forever to find this man. I don't want to lose him. I have to go back to the single life and go through this all over again. So I'm going to suck it up and you know, take it like that. Hey, Lonnie, I think you have your TV up or your radio up. Can you turn it down for a bit?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Hold on just one sec.
That's all right. We're here. We live. We can hold on. We awesome. We can do that.
Exactly.
805-830-8320. What are your thoughts on... I don't want to hold the whole show on this, but it's just, this is what's popping.
Yep.
This is the latest that's going on opinion, NFL season. Go ahead.
Ooh. So for a reason why she came to his rescue, I think it's starting to it's messing with her coin. That's why she decided, you know what, let me say something because we're going to end up in the street. I married this fool because he was an NFL player, and now we losing money. So she's like, let me get myself together. Let me say, because he's losing endorsement after endorsement. He's kicked out indefinitely. Where's his money going to come from?
Yeah.
Taxes are due. Car notes are due. Mortgages are due.
Is
you
that
know?
What it is? Are we selling our soul because the bills are due?
I think that's why she sold. Listen, he probably came to her jacked up and said, you better fix this. You don't know what happens behind closed doors. That's why she's so vocal. But she looks terrified. I'm like, when people look at this woman's eyes while she's saying this, she's looking down. She looks like a battered wife. You know, I mean, if she was really like, you know, okay, remember how...
But she wasn't his wife. She was just his fiance. You know, there's a...
But it's
there's
still
a
going on.
Right,
it's
but there's a meme going
on.
Around.
That's not the first time he hit her. That cannot be the first time he hit her. Because he was really aggravated, like, oh, damn, again. You know, he looked really put out. So that's not the first time he hit her. And I'm sure since that incident, he's hit her again. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of that. And she
Popped her in the head. But she married that. That's the thing. You was not legally bind to this man. You turned around and legally bind yourself to this man. Signed a prenup and all that. Well, I don't know if they signed a prenup.
Bought her a pink diamond and said, I love you. Take me back.
Well, he said liquor did it.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me be totally honest. I might get some slack for this, crush. Let me be honest. If you look at this girl, okay, she's not your typical football wife, if you look at her. She's kind of a plain Jane. She looks average. So it's not like she's like a knockout, okay?
You know what? I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
I'm being totally honest, for real. She looks very modest. Haven't you? You've seen her, Crush.
I'm looking now. I was getting ready to get to something. I'm going to let you finish.
Does she really look like somebody, a knockout? Like, damn. She looks average. And that's nothing wrong with being average. There's nothing wrong with that. She looks like an average person you would see on the bus, walking down the street. You know, nothing about her screams, knockout, look at me. So maybe she figures, you know, I got a guy like him. He loves me. I don't care what he says. I want to be with him. And even though he beats me, I know he loves me. How many times have I heard that? I don't know how many times I've heard that out of my friend's mouth. You know? So it's like she maybe feels like this is the best she can do. And I'm sure he's hit her since then. And since all of this came out with the tape and everything, he's probably like, bitch, you better fix this or I'm going to rearrange your face. You don't know what he told her on the side.
Right.
So now she's sitting up there trying to stay with him, and it's my fault. I take full responsibility. You are the victim, and you're taking full responsibility for a man striking you. And nobody, domestic violence alarms are screaming everywhere. That makes no sense. He hit you. And you're going to say it's my fault that I got hit? You know, it's crazy. And I really hope that that man does not work or does not, I don't know, he could work, I mean, but does not have an NFL career somewhere in the spotlight where people can look up to him and aspire to be like him if he has a problem. He needs to seek help
if
he has a domestic problem.
So, shout out to Laurie. Mr. Laurie just hit me up. He said he's going to call in soon. So here's something I found, guys. I'm going to hit this point, then we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back because I have something else that just hit my head as we're talking about this. There's a Instagram, you know, that is becoming the number one social media network now for celebs. Sorry. So apparently, Ray wife's Janae, that's her name, Janae Rice now, she posted a picture or something like that, but a troll, Gossip All Day, posted this. Girl, shut the hell up, weak-ass little girl. How dare you excuse your husband's behavior for a check? This is sickening and disturbing. Wow, how lonely and sad inside she must be to think the media would keep that punch away from the world. Sick-ass Ray Rice wife, Janae Rice, typical battered woman. And this is what Mrs. Rice had to say to that. And who asked you, bitch, bye, get a fucking life and stop worrying about mine. Typical lame broad. That
how you really feel.
Exactly, how you really feel. Like that's her response. It's I don't know who's. Is it she wrong or she right? We have this situation is so potent because they also have the NFL and the investigators and, you know, people are doing stuff behind closed doors. This wasn't supposed to get out. Nobody's supposed to know about this, and the prosecutor didn't know this, and, you know, you got so much scandal coming behind it. It's not the fact that this lady is being abused, like she literally step hit. That's exactly. I'm looking at this video. They got it on repeat on TMZ.com, folks. It's just, it's crazy to me. It is really crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send it to my homegirl Lonnie. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. You're tuned into the Monday Night Jukebox right here on Musically Inclined. My homegirl Brick, myself, everybody that's tuned in right now, stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming right back. Don't go no fucking place. I'll be right back.
Came in with Baby, I'm a boss, I'm talking George Stein, Brenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter, got more stripes than all these niggas, babe, who falling in the Beamer, collar on my polo, kisses on my necklace, all my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous, smoking on the bomb in my autograph LeBron's, yeah, she told me I'm the one, that's when I only hit it once.
Hi, this is Tony Breedlove with Hot Topics Talk Radio. You can listen to Hot Topics Talk Radio every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 11 o'clock Central, and 12 o'clock on the East Coast at www.hottopicstalkradio.com. The live on-air call number is area code 646-200-3148. You can also find us on Facebook under Hot Topics Talk Radio. You're listening to Musically Inclined Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern with my girl, La Crush. Listen and comment live on air by calling area code 805-830-8320 or join the chat room conversation by going to www.phonefantasyradio.com. Now, back to Musically Inclined Radio with my girl, La Crush.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Hot Topic Radio, Miss Tony Breedlove. Thanks so much for the love and a shout out and doing that for me real quick. All right, folks, we're back at the music. We're back at the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm confused today. Good Lord, be with me, be with me. Okay, so I got Brick representing Brooklyn. We got Harlem in the building. What's up, Lonnie? You back with us? Okay, nice to come.
Yes,
back.
I'm here.
Okay, okay, okay. All right. I sent you the link on Facebook to the video. So whenever you get back to your computer, you can go ahead and check out
the knockout.
So you can see what we talking about for your own eyes. Because I don't know. Everybody's saying this man needs to be dropped. You know, he lost his Madden 15 deal.
It doesn't matter what a female says, a man should not put his hands on her.
Especially,
it doesn't matter what you say, no one should put their hands on you. That's it.
Right.
As far as her, it sounds like insecurity, which is a lot of women's problems. Mm-hmm. I heard someone say she probably just thought, oh, I can't do any better, or this man got money or whatever, so I want to keep him. It all comes down to insecurity.
Yep, I totally agree. 805-830-8320, press 1. Don't be afraid to jump into the conversation. We're talking about violence, period. We've talked about NFL player Peterson, who was charged with child abuse for hitting his 4-year-old last year with a switch. But this is his second offense, people. This is the second time he was charged. Apparently the charges may have been dropped. I don't have the full story in front of me. But this is the second time he's actually been charged with child abuse. So, you know, the baby had a knot on his head at one time. You know, he claimed that came from him disciplining the child and hitting the head on what is that called? The car seat.
Hit the child on the head.
First of all, let's not act like you ain't never get popped in the back of your head. Secondly, that's not what I'm saying. The child hit his head while he was being punished. They didn't say where he hit him. They just said he was being punished and he did admit to hitting the child. But apparently the child hit his head on the car seat. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah. See, they hit the face. No, I ain't like, look, folks. Come on now. Let's not act like
no,
we're
I mean,
in our head.
You said he just lifts with a
knot
on his head.
Yeah, he has not.
But I think I was for the head.
Right, he got a cut in the front of his forehead, but you know y'all been popped in the head, y'all know y'all been popped in the head.
That must be a boy thing.
I just caught a flashback of being popped in the head.
In the back of the head, not on your head.
Listen, you're gonna get a knot anywhere you get hit on your head if it's hard enough. Shit.
I ain't never got hit in the forehead. I come here and smack your
pow.
Forehead.
Pow.
In the forehead?
Punched in the chest. You getting, listen, I don't know. I'm just telling you. All that.
Question. When you had all of that done to you, was it by your mother or was it by a male?
It was by my mother.
That was my mother.
But it was done to me. It was by a female. It wasn't by a male.
My father really disciplined the girls.
Oh, no, because my grandfather used to slap me in the face and punch me in the chest and in the back. Ooh. Made my nose bleed once.
I know about that. I know about it. Knock the wind out you. Wait, what? I didn't even
know. I used to get, like, beat. Like, my daddy used to give us spankings. But once I started wiggling, he stopped. He was like, that's it. Too much in there shaking.
Girl, you don't know an ass whooping then. Shit. Fighting me like I was a dude. I'm hiding under the couch. Niggas moving furniture to get away from that shit. I'm hiding under the couch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm locking myself in a closet. I'm in this little spot that I know ain't nobody gonna get into. Shit, I'm in the basement. They gonna leave my food at the door like the dog. I ain't coming out. Nope, I ain't coming out. Leave it at the door.
Yeah, remember days we used to run? Why can't
you
run no more?
I got a flashback about my child abuse. Oh, God.
I used to take a chance and run.
That's
run for
it.
Freedom.
I remember getting beat up because I was smacking. I was eating ice cream, you know. Stop
what?
Smacking. I didn't even know I was smacking. I was enjoying the vanilla ice cream. Listen. I was sitting there smacking, just in mind my business. Everybody sitting around, it's ice cream. You're supposed to, stop smacking. My aunt turns to me, stop smacking. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what is she talking about? I'm not going to tell you again, stop smacking. I'm like, okay. All I know is that I was on the floor. I was done. I was, wait, what happened? It was the ice cream.
I was crying
because the ice cream was gone. I swear to God, I didn't even see this coming. It was just like 1 minute, next minute I'm just laying on the floor in daze. Like, what just happened?
Yeah,
it
ain't funny. Let me stop laughing.
Listen, I remember this fucking flyer being on the refrigerator. BCW, that's what it was called before they changed it. It was BCW. They had the flyer. It was blue and black letters. I'm sitting here with my eyes closed. I see that shit right now with the 800 number and my aunt telling me, here go the phone. Listen, lady, I don't even know how to read numbers. What are you giving me this for? I don't even know how to read numbers. All I know is you don't call that number. that number's on the display. Don't call. It's a trick. It's a trick. Don't do it. It's a trick. Oh, my goodness. We need to stop reminiscing about our child abuse days. This is not cute.
I'm saying.
Oh,
my.
Huh?
And when you think about the stuff you were doing, like, they would have locked your asses up.
Exactly.
And listen, extension cords and silverware being sold.
Yeah.
Okay, funny.
All right, right. Let's stop before they try to send a therapist to come get us. Like, listen, I've had therapy. I can laugh at it now, folks. I can laugh at it now. I don't condone it, but, you know, I do. I went through my days. I handle it. I'm at peace with it now.
You survived, so you can laugh at it now. Back then, it wasn't funny.
I can laugh at it now. 33, I survived it and then some. Shout out to Chandra. Ooh, did I pronounce that? Yeah. Chanda. I was going to think of something. Chanda Seeley. She says she's enjoying the show. She's checking us out from PQW Black News Facebook group. Shout out to her for checking us out. Al. Appreciate that. FullFantasyRadio.com. The chat room is there. I'm there in the chat room. Brooke is in the chat room. You can listen live from the website. You can call us up 805-830-8320. I still got Lonnie from Harlem there on the line with me. You still with me, Lonnie?
Yes, I'm here. Okay.
So listen, tomorrow. Huh?
I'm saying, Lonnie, anytime someone coming. You know, point something out, please, all
means. Tomorrow, bisexuality among women. Is it a gimmick? Is it a fad? Is it real? LaDrama,
oh, it's real.
Princess.
I like women. LaDrama, I really like
Princess.
Them.
Author Veronica will be on deck as our special guest co-host. Call us up. Save the number, 805-830-8320. And the website, FullFantasyRadio.com. We also got Lowry Edwards. I know that number anywhere.
Lowry?
Hey, Lowry.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How are you, Lowry?
Huh?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. Just wanted to call and show some love, you know, to Fantasy Radio and everybody out there, especially Mr. Crusher.
Al, thank you. Shut up, Britt. Shut up. Lowry, how you been, sir?
I've been working on just about finally finished my mixtape and sending out my dedication videos. I got to send next, getting ready for a couple of performances here in the district in Baltimore area. And I don't know. I left the New York area, but I did got a chance to feature at the legendary New Eureka Poets Cafe.
Oh, and I missed you.
I know, man. It was fun.
I'm ashamed of myself. I got sick. I'm ashamed of myself. I missed you. I love the New Eureka Cafe.
I sent you the video. I don't know if you got a chance to check it out, but I'll send it again.
I've been going through a lot. I ain't checked nothing out.
I'll tell you.
I've been going through a lot over here.
Yeah, I understand.
Where can I pick up your stuff at, Ari?
Huh?
Where can I pick up your stuff at? How can I get some of your wonderful spoken word?
Oh, you can go to reverbnation.com/Lowry. Or you can go to soundcloud.com/Lowry D. Edwards or the album Poetic Love, McCreshy. Long time got her a digital copy, www.lowry.bandcamp.com.
I'm going to need you to pay me a visit so I can help you get you a damn website. Ain't no reason why you don't have a regular Lowry Edwards music.com.
Well, actually, that's in the works right now.
Like I said, ain't no reason why you don't have it right now. You should have it done already.
So you've changed your mind.
You're not retiring then?
Nah, I'm not retiring. I can't. I love it too much.
You love us. He loves the attention. Love the attention. You know it is.
No, it's not the attention. It's a part of me. I love to do music.
You love the attention. You trying to tell me you don't love the attention from the ladies?
I know they want to rub your head. Want to rub my head?
Yeah.
I would like to dedicate it to all the deaf. Matter of fact, the young lady that asked about the gift of the music, I'm gonna do a little sample from my CD. Is that okay?
Oh yes, most definitely. All right.
Love it.
My night turns into day. My skies turn blue from gray. When it rains, you are my sunshine. Beaming star of mine. In fall, my flowers bloom. Turn my November into June. When it's cold, you keep me warm. My quiet in the storm. Oh, I found paradise. Like a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Oh, 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 I give my all to you. I give my life, my love, and all to you, baby. And so much more, all to you. I give my life, my love, and all to you, baby. And so much more. Yeah.
Yeah! Woo! Oh. I don't have my sound effects up, folks, so that's why I had to do it live. So.
Wonderful!
Huh?
Oh my goodness!
Larry,
put me to sleep. Beautiful.
You sound wonderful as always, but before I let you go, I need to get your male opinion on the Ray Rice situation.
Wow. I just actually found out about it a couple of days ago. I've been hearing stuff, but I don't really watch TV. And somebody explained to me the story in its entirety about him uppercutting her or knocking her out or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't condone any violence at all, especially when it comes to women, you know. But I will be straight up and I will say this. I think that I think some women need to understand that, you know, number one, shouldn't nobody be putting their hands on nobody, first and foremost. But I don't think that you should be jumping in somebody's face. If that happens, no one couldn't get there going, well, you can get your ass whooped. I mean, that's just, and that's not to say that there ain't no sisters that can stick it to some brothers now, but I mean, let's just be real. I mean, number one, if you can't communicate effectively, whether it's alcohol involved in that, then y'all don't need to be with each other. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be all that somebody jumping in somebody's face. I mean, if it ever gets to that point where you have to get physical with someone, you know, I think it's time to roll. Now, people got their little opinions. Oh, she married him or whatever. Nobody really knows what their issues were. And I'm not excusing any violence at all, especially from,
right,
you know, his standpoint. It's just, right, I mean, we don't know. If they were able to work it out, fine. But at the same time, I just think that it's a lot of double standards in society when it comes to women and men. And I just think that it's some issues that need to be looked at on both sides of the trail. Now, no, I don't agree with anybody hitting anybody. But I think what needs to be taught is, number one, if you feel like you have to get physical with each other, then y'all don't need to be in no relationship or have any kind of ship or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it shouldn't even go to that level. I mean, if you can't discuss your differences like two adults,
We're wasting each other's time. Now, I'm not excusing Ray Rice for hitting the young lady if that's the case, but I'm not going to excuse her for putting her hands on him either. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, you know, I'm a strong believer in don't give out any energy that you don't want coming back to you. And if you see an angry dog in the yard and the dog is already barking and you know the dog is big, what you going to do, jump in the yard to prove something? To try to play with the dog and get your ass bit? You know? So, I mean, yeah. I mean, basically, my opinion is kind of neutral. You know, I don't agree with it. You know, I don't like, you know, especially how the league is handled, you know, him with trying to cover it up 1 minute and then trying to make themselves look good about getting him out of the league or whatever else. But I just think that, you know, any type of physical violence needs to be looked at, you know what I'm saying? And really, like I said, if you got to hit each other, you don't need each other, bottom line. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. And I have somebody inquiring about your music. They said you're great. Tony Bree Love from Hot Topic Radio, it was just inquiring. So can you go ahead and give us the link to your music real quick?
ReverbNation.com/Larry. And www.larrie.bandcamp.com. I don't know if you have an event page or not, because I can't, you know, get the blog talk on my thing, but I'll post it in the event page if they can go there and get it. But that's www.larrie.bandcamp.com. And also, they can go to Larry Edwards Music on YouTube to see any of my live performances as well.
Okay, great. They're going to put you in rotation. They said they digging you. I told them about Poetic Love. What other albums you have out? What was the next album you had out after Poetic Love?
That was it. And the next project that's coming is called Chronicles of Love and Pain. DJ F presents Chronicles of Love and Pain featuring Larry. That's coming out probably October 7th, which is my birthday. So that'll be out, and that'll be a free download for everyone. You know?
She says she'd like to put you in rotation on HTLV Radio Las Vegas.
Hey, Vegas, here I come. Pass it on. Spread the disease.
And I'm giving you her email. I think I can put that out. Yeah, I'll give her your email. Well, for everybody else, independent artists out there, you know, you want to get your music played and out there, contact htlvradio@gmail.com. Why not? Also, fullfacingradio.com. At gmail.com. Good grief. Been a while since I took that address. OMG. Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Thank you, Lonnie. Thank you, everybody that's tuned in right now. I'm not going away. I'm just going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about it. I don't have any of your music, Larry. I haven't uploaded any of your music.
You don't have Fallen in Love?
I don't have it uploaded right now, no.
Oh, okay.
I do have Fallen in Love. Sent that to me. I do have it, but I don't have any indie music on my thing right now.
Okay.
I haven't gotten that far. I'm so sorry. Normally, you know, I would definitely play your track. I love listening to your voice. You are in my MP3 rotation.
Okay.
I downloaded that album. I support my indie artists. Shout out to the Gecko Brothers. Shout out to Sean Breed, Diamonds, Esther Mogul, and everybody else that came through. JG the Juggernaut, his sexy self. Yeah, another one.
Oh, you ain't call me sexy. What's up with that?
I don't want to rub your head. I ain't got to call you sexy.
Yeah.
So
I just
want to
rub my head for good luck. Huh?
I'm sorry, guys. I got to let you go. My show is on.
Now, what show is that?
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm not even getting into that right now. Bye. Shout out to Lonnie for stopping by representing Harlem. We got Laurie in Baltimore. Folks, we are global. Shout out to Russ.
DC, okay. DC.
Oh, DC, sorry. He's in DC, yeah. Folks. Excuse me. Like, that's not a hot skip and a jump away.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, you know, get the location right, baby. Get the location right.
Chat room now. Yeah, she disappeared on us. She's back. Hot Topic Radio's in the chat room now. She likes what she hears. She's definitely going to put you in some spins. So shoot her. I'm gonna shoot you her email right now so you can send her your latest single and keep her afloat. What you're doing. I don't know if y'all friends already, but let me find you on there. Okay. All right, folks, so I'm going to take this quick break, do all the stuff I need to do behind the scenes, because y'all know how we do it. Final Fantasy Radio. Tomorrow we'll be here, Bisexuality Among Women. Is it a gimmick? Is it truth? I hope Lonnie calls back and let us know, because I heard her say she was into women, so I definitely need to get up on her radar. We definitely got to do that, folks. 805-830-8320. Can I please say this? We do not condone any type of domestic violence or violence on Final Fantasy Radio. La Crush Hearts is not condoning anything. I was just trying to have a conversation. So please don't send me no weird emails. Don't boycott me. Don't do any of those type of things. It's not that serious. It's not that serious. Just wanted to put that out there. That's my disclaimer. It's all for entertainment. All for entertainment, folks. All for entertainment. I just wanted to put that out there real quick. What I was going to do? Oh, I'm getting ready to take a break. I'll be back in a few minutes. I don't know. I got lost in the sauce here. I got lost in the sauce, but I'll be back. I'll be back, folks.
What up?
Egyptian, tell them to go on, eviction. This one, yeah, it's had a mud gal edition. See them gal, that contradiction. Them say them sitting tight, what? A bare fiction. The whole of them a be it. Body smoking, cigarette. Shit nice, figure it. Get them the rollerblades, tell them to ski it. Stay out on them, Jamaican tip. All I do is sound booth and be taking pics. Got the new bins, the color of a bathing piss. Got a spot in every state, Dalmatian bitch. Now that's young money, old money, real good money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Barbie. Man, I've enough gal in a
bar. Y'all be watching all y'all, put me on the road, y'all. Y'all need me, everything in my life. Y'all be doing swampy, y'all.
Give me the tightest, hold me ever get seen in my life. Y'all need to swap it,
Radio, the Monday Night Jukebox, Musically Inclined. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Heart. I have my homegirl, B to the K, Miss Brick, representing Brooklyn, New York, as well as I. Shout out to Laurie over in
Washington,
D.C. I was going to say that. Over in D.C., Lonnie over in Harlem, and also John, Oh, I'm glad he's feeling better over in Columbus, Ohio. Tony Breedlove, actually.
Breedlove.
Right, from Hot Topics Radio, which airs Wednesday nights. HotTopicRadio.com is the website. Oh, my goodness. She got an app. Al, she got an app. I got an app, too. Yeah, I don't use it, but I got one. Shit. Y'all don't use my mobile app, but I do got one. Phone Fantasy Radio, look us up. We got one. Go to the website, phonefantasyradio.com. We in the chitty chat right now. We got it going. We got it popping right now. Oh, tedious stuff. We're on here tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Honey Sweet, Crushing After Dark. The first official Crushing After Dark. We're doing a revised version. God. A revised version of the Sexy Mayhem with special guest co-host, La Drama Princess. Author of Erotica. She got like 3 books out and all that. You're going to find out more about her tomorrow. Join us tomorrow evening as we talk about bisexuality. Okay, one last story before we go. One last story, because this is some bullshit. You was getting cool points being cool for a white guy. You know, I was giving you cool points, and then you come out and you just blatantly disregard this cool pass I was giving you, Mr. Robin Thicke. He was high on drugs. He didn't write Blurred Lines. I didn't do a single interview last year without being high. So there's more to this, the media. The media, oh, Jesus, I'm disappointed. I'm not shocked, but I am disappointed. The whole Robin
Thicke. Why disappointed?
Because I liked Robin Thicke. I'm not going to sit up here. I was digging his music. I was digging him. I thought he was cool. He had Paula Patton on his arm. You know, he seemed like he was a happy, go lucky guy. And now, ripping off Marvin Gaye, using the music, Pharrell Williams, all this, like, come on. Y'all was like the new Rat Pack. It was. Think about it. They had, you know, the little, that's what the whole video was like to me for Robin Thicke, Pharrell, T.I., like a little Rat Pack crew. You know, like how Frank Sinatra and them was. But the little Rat Pack crew. You know, they had their tux on. It was vibing, having a good night. You got the good ladies. You know, it was cool. But I don't know. It's just disappointing.
But you know,
even if you didn't write it all, just to, you know, and now Pharrell, one of the top producers doing his thing, now he's going to be under scrutiny, you know?
Well, you know, I don't think Pharrell is, everybody's still riding the happy train. So I don't think Pharrell, he's going to come up on too much trouble, you know, and plus he's, look what all his accomplishments. I mean, he got the Grammy with Daft Punk. Mm-hmm. You know, he does his own thing that got him a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people want to work with him everywhere. People are dying to work with Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's going to suffer in this. I think that Robin Thicke is going to suffer because, quite frankly, you know, Pharrell's just a producer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the one that probably came up with the track. And who knows? Maybe robbing people was supposed to clear it and never did.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
right.
I just think, you know, throughout the whole thing, I think that he needs help. I think it explains a lot about his behavior, like why he came on stage dressed like Beetlejuice and why he let Miley Cyrus grind all over him, that child. you know.
She's a grown woman. She's a grown woman.
She's a child.
She's a grown woman. She's of age. She got her own money. Okay, so that's going to be a whole other conversation. We're going to say that for next week. We're going to say that for next week because, you know, definition, a grown woman. What is the definition of a grown woman? That's next week's topic, folks.
Or
musically inclined at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We need to look into that. What is the definition of a grown-ass woman? We're going to put it just like that, too.
Raven Simone grinding on her. All you see is little Olivia. That's like Raven
That's
Simone.
That's all you
all
see, but Raven Simone is grown. I was just looking at her Facebook page the other day. And
they
nothing,
also mentioned she's a lesbian, which we're going to talk about tomorrow.
Huh?
Huh? What'd you say? Well, I said, which I also was mentioned she's a lesbian, which we'll be talking about tomorrow on the bisexual show.
Oh, okay. I'll name nobody, but okay. Look, if that's what you want to bring up, okay.
That was a shameless plug for tomorrow's show.
Okay, so folks, tomorrow, as Brick said, we'll be back on air 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We're going to be talking about bisexuality among women. Is it a fad? Is it real? You know, do everybody want to do it? They just can't commit to it. I just can't wrap my eyes, my head around it. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Shout out to Lady C. I see you in there trying to creep in here, Lady C. Trying to creep in at the end of the show. I see her, you know, always trying to creep in at the end of the show. What's
and
going on, lady?
Sugar.
Hey, Miss Parker.
Hello.
She got so many nicknames. Hey, Miss Parker.
Hi. How y'all doing? I'm glad you're back.
Me too.
I'm back. I just got sugar.
Hi.
You got sex in the car? You got sex in the car for me?
You know what?
Well, we got there today. A little bag of potato chips.
The 5 cent icy. She the sack lady.
Capri Suns.
Quarter waters.
Quarter waters.
The little chubby shoulders.
Some power eggs.
She got some tropical.
Power eggs. Tropical brownies.
Tropical fantasies.
Tropical fantasy? They even sell that no more? I don't see that no more, Crush. They even sell that anymore?
They sell it over here. They got them in cans now.
Get the fuck out of here.
They got the little fancy bottles that look like Arizona iced tea bottles. And they got the fancy cans now. They got them in tall 24-ounce cans. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's news. Okay. How you doing,
Ms. Parker? In the wrong area.
How Ms. Parker doing? How you doing, Ms. Parker?
I'm doing good. I still single, but I'm doing good.
Now we still got the single rat pack. We the single rat pack. We the single rat pack. We the family.
Because you have standards. When you have standards, it becomes that.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I can't even second that notion. I don't have standards.
You do have standards.
Let me tell you, the people that I've been attracted to lately have been crackheads.
What?
Listen, this is not the time for me to get into this, but my number one fan is a crackhead.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all all this next week when we talk more about what is a grown-ass woman. That's what we're going to talk about next week. What is a grown-ass woman? That's the show next week. Let me write this down so I know. I'm going
to
go make this event today. Huh? I'm going
to
make this event and invite everybody. What is a grown-ass woman? Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the question for next week. So now y'all know what it is. Y'all got time to ponder, think it over.
Marinated in your brain.
Right, we got it. We got the chat room popping at phonefantasyradio.com. Call us up, 805-830-8320. Press 1. Join into the conversation. Let's have some fun.
What's his name again? What's the guy's name again? The Juggernaut? What's his first name?
Oh, J.G. J.G.
J.G.
J.G. John. His first name is John, but, you know, J.G.
Oh,
is that who you like, man?
I love the Juggernaut. I forgot his name until you said it. I was like, the Juggernaut. That was him.
He had the erotic poetry.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
That was right. The one I fell in love with. Oh, my God. We ain't going on the show. We got to book him again.
Right. I haven't seen him in a minute, J.G. the Juggernaut.
Did she say we have to do him again?
Oh, he has one he did. I think Crush, whatever I made you play it again, I forgot the name of it.
Midnight Maneuvers?
Maybe that was it.
Nighttime Maneuvers. I think that was the name
some
of
it. Some kind of maneuvers.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Okay.
I'm gonna get that. We gonna get some spoken memoirs working next week. I'm gonna get some spoken word and play it on there next week. And we're gonna talk about grown ass women. Come back tomorrow, folks. Any last
what's
words?
Wrong with Miley Cyrus is Hannah Montana. She's not grown. She's not.
Why isn't she? She got her own money, got her own house. Why is she grown?
Because she's Hannah Montana.
Nope.
She's going to always be Hannah Montana?
She's always going to be Hannah Montana. She doesn't grow up. She doesn't grow up.
Well, Raven was able to grow up.
Right.
No. She's always going to be a kid. Raven Simone is always going to be little Olivia.
Just like Rudy from the Huxtables, little Rudy.
Rudy's always going to be Rudy. I don't buy that little girl.
Keisha had done a little porn out there, so, no.
No, okay, that's child pornography. Because she's always a little girl.
That's cool.
She's Rudy Huckleberry. Rudy Huckleberry.
That's called denial. That's called denial. All right. Any final words? Any final words? We're about to log on off.
Okay, I'm about to go off. Okay. See y'all tomorrow. I'll be behind the scenes.
I'll be here tomorrow on time.
First, I'll bump me for somebody else. You got somebody else working tomorrow.
I didn't bump you. You could be there too.
I'm in a chat room causing trouble. Like I usually do.
Anyway, thanks to everybody that tuned in, showed up, and showed out. Thanks to Lonnie representing Harlem, Laurie Edwards in D.C., Tony Bree Love in Las Vegas, True Brothers Radio, Hot Topics Radio. Shonda also. Shonda also. I think next week on the Honey Suite is supposed to be my really reality show, but I don't know if I want to do that just yet. That's supposed to be me talking.
Going on these shows.
You know,
a lot of this mess
join our Facebook group, Bring It to the Table, facebook.com/group/bringittothetable. I'm gonna be posted in there again. Just be patient with me. But we're in there, you know, enjoy the conversation. We're about to close the group. So nobody else can see our answers because we're about to get.
That's what I'll come in.
And that's what I think. That's what everybody's waiting for. Yeah, that's what I think everybody's waiting
for. What's the name of the group?
It's Bring It to the Table. You're already a member.
I am. Sure.
You see how you do me, lady? See how you do me?
I thought it might have been new. But you know, I ain't going to say too much till it's closed.
Right. Till it's pros. Right, right, right. For those that's looking for it, it's PFR, and then it's bring it to the table. That's THA, bring it to the table, THA. But I'll add you right now. You're already a member. I'm gonna go ahead and make it change the privacy of it, because right now it's open. But you'll still be able to find it. The link is on our website. Go to the homepage of phonefantasyradio.com. I'm gonna add it to the live page as well. See y'all tomorrow, folks. I'm gonna shut up now and just leave. I'm just gonna shut up. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. And see y'all tomorrow right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. See you later.
Bye.
Hasta la fucking wego. I'm out. Y'all play too much. I'm out.